Blog Talk Radio.
Hey y'all, it's Chad Bearden and you're listening to Weekdays with Murph.
I'm trying to remember someone I can't forget. Like a song I don't know that I can't get out of my head. Can't seem to shake the face of...
I'm all alone, lost in my head, lying in my bed, just stuck at home. No one to lose, nothing to prove. And I know that you don't know me, but the things we could do if it were you. I wanna feel the wind blowing through our hair. Windows down, we don't care. Turn the radio on and the world off. Let the music navigate on the highway. On the highway.
Hi, listeners, and welcome to another edition of Weekdays with Murph. Today on the show, we welcome super talented singer-songwriter Lexi Jordan. I talk with Lexi about her career, music, and anything she's working on that she can talk about. And according to what Lexi told me off air a few minutes ago, there's going to be a bunch of stuff coming up. So this is going to be fun. And with that, let's go ahead and bring on the super talented Miss Lexi Jordan. Hey, Lexi, how are you?
Hi, good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you again for doing this.
Oh, of course. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So I like to start out pretty much every interview by asking you to tell the listeners how you got into music in the first place.
Yeah, sure. I'd love to. So I've actually always loved music ever since I was little. I actually started taking singing lessons when I was 6. So it was pretty much just a hobby back then. And I never really planned to do anything with it, but I had always loved singing. And then when I was about 16 years old. I had taken singing lessons on and off between then and everything like that. But when I was 16 years old, I started going to a new studio. And that was where I decided to pretty much kick off my career and everything and start singing and pursuing my music more seriously. I actually had stage fright up until I was 16. I actually went to Faneuil Hall back in 2016, and that was the first place that I ever performed. I sang one song, and it was Miranda Lambert, House That Built Me, and I was super nervous, and I remember not being able to feel my body at all, but it was that pretty much that day that I decided that I really wanted to start pursuing music, and after that I was going to start doing more gigs, and I was really excited to start really pursuing music and everything, and then I've pretty much just been going with that ever since, and now 3 years later I've released a single and I've done a bunch of gigs around New England, near my hometown and everything like that. So it's been awesome, really. This journey is incredible.
Nice. And I noticed you said you were from up around the New England area.
Yes.
I love
that
part of
the country. I do too. Yeah, it's super nice. It's been really great to grow up here.
Yeah. Actually, funny story for you. First off, I've seen 29 out of 30 Major League Baseball stadiums in the past, like 8 years almost. And funny story, when we were in Boston, I had actually looked at the tickets wrong. It was a Sunday matinee game, and I thought it started at 7:05, but I think it started at like 2:05. So we got there.
Oh no!
This is going to be hilarious. We got there around the seventh inning.
Oh no!
And it needless to say, we only probably saw about 45 minutes of about a 3-hour game.
Oh, that's definitely something I would do if I'm being honest. But that's not fun.
It was one of the most embarrassing things I've done in a while.
I can relate. I can definitely relate. I mean, at least you got to see some of it. At least it wasn't, nobody was there completely, like, close.
True. But, seriously, though, I mean the Boston area, Baltimore, all in through there is just absolutely gorgeous.
Totally agree. I absolutely love Boston. It's been nice growing up, actually, just kind of being able to go there and take the train. It's super nice, and I love it. I love the shops there and everything like that. I love going to see the Red Sox. I love baseball. I absolutely love it. That's crazy that you've been to so many stadiums. I'm super jealous.
The only one I haven't been to is Seattle. That is
wow. That's crazy. I've only been to a couple.
And I've got to be honest. Now, don't hold this against me, but I'm not a Red Sox fan. Okay, I'm just not.
That's
a Red Sox
okay.
Fan. But Fenway is gorgeous.
Oh, I know. It's so awesome. I was actually talking about that with one of my friends a couple of weeks ago. We definitely take it for granted around here sometimes. That stadium, it's so gorgeous, and it's the oldest one around. So. It's definitely one of my favorite places to go.
It honestly felt like Ted Williams could step in the batter's box at any moment.
Right. I know. Totally agree.
All right. So, I could sit here and talk sports all day, but I'm not going to bore you with that. But anyway, I want to talk about this new single, Highway. I love this song.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that.
Take me into the writing room on the day that y'all wrote it.
So it's actually funny. I didn't write it all in one day. That was actually the first song, the first full song that I had ever written. And it was back when I was 16 years old. And I only had I had a few lines. And I ended up bringing it to one of my friends. And then we ended up finishing it. But I didn't bring it to her until a couple months after that. So it was kind of like a few different places where I had written it. But it was my first experience ever writing a song. And it was awesome. And I'm so thankful that was the first song that I recorded. But I went into the studio in 2017 and I recorded it and then I released it and it's been awesome ever since. It's crazy to hear your song on the radio. I mean, there's honestly nothing else like it.
And I love those moments. Now, I've covered this industry enough to see countless moments like that. It always warms my heart when somebody posts a video or a tweet or something saying hey, I'm saying hey, they're playing my song on the radio right now, first time hearing it, and I just absolutely love that.
I do too. It's so crazy. That's great that you say that because I also love supporting artists. That's a big thing that I always try to do is always support artists. Whether they're local, in Nashville right now, wherever they are, whether they're country or not, I always try to support all the artists that I'm seeing across social media and everything like that. But I agree, it's awesome to be able to see that and to be able to feel it. I mean, it's incredible. I have no words. It's crazy. And I truly appreciate all the people that have streamed it since I've released it, and reaching 1,000 streams was such a milestone. I still can't believe how far I've come since starting this and really pursuing music, and I'm just so excited for what's to come.
And I'm glad you talked about a supporting artist because that's a perfect segue to what I want to talk about next. Your best friend, who is also a mutual friend of mine, started
yes.
Cloud9 Artist Development some time ago, and you're involved in that. How did that come about?
Yeah, so I actually I love talking about Cloud9. It's awesome. Cloud9, just to give a little bit of a summary, Cloud9's an artist development company, and like you said, Lissa owns it, and she's awesome. She really is so dedicated to helping artists reach new heights and really push their careers full speed ahead and do all the things that they've always wanted to do since they were a kid or since that dream began. And it's just beautiful to be a part of that. As far as my part in the company, I am the digital marketing and sales coordinator. So I reach out to new artists and things like that, which is great. I love interacting with new artists and supporting them, like I said. And then I also am behind the social media accounts and everything like that. So it's been great, and it's really fun to be a part of it.
Nice. And a spoiler alert for you. We will have Alyssa on this show September 1st.
Awesome. Awesome. That's super exciting. Yeah, Alyssa's awesome. Aside Cloud9, she's terrific owning the company, and everything she does for the company is just incredible. She's also an amazingly talented artist. I absolutely love her music. And I've never met someone so dedicated to their craft and always wanting to get better. And just, she's just an amazing artist.
Absolutely. And we had her on the show the first time, maybe 2.5 years ago. And so it's about time to catch up with her.
Yeah, for sure. She's definitely taken the world by storm. She's been doing crazy amounts of things, and it's sad when the pandemic kind of hit and everything started to shut down. She was actually on tour, so it's sad that had to kind of stop for a pause for a little bit, but she'll actually be coming back out soon enough once it's safe and everything like that. So I'm super excited for her.
Oh yeah, and speaking of this whole sit down thing, you were telling me off air that you've been writing a lot during all this.
Yes, I have. It's been awesome. I've never really written so many songs in such a short period of time. Like I said, with Highway, it was kind of months of between me starting the first few lines to me getting together with my friend and really finishing the song. So it's been great to kind of refine my songwriting and get to know who I am as a writer, because I never really knew before. When I wrote Highway, I didn't fully know either. It was just kind of, I knew I wanted to write a summer song that people could relate to and they would want to listen to with their windows down and everything like that, driving down the highway, hence the name, you know. but with songwriting, it's amazing to be able to share experiences that I've had, turn them into lyrics, and then so many people can relate to it. And I get messages from fans saying how much my song has helped them through hard times and everything like that. It just means so much. So I love putting out music. I can't wait to put out more.
Awesome. And I'm actually in the process of learning guitar. I have my two guitars right here staring me in the face right now. So and learning guitar, thank God for YouTube. That's all I can say.
Yeah, I've actually tried using YouTube before to learn guitar. I know a few chords. That's one of my goals, as well as to learn guitar. I love the sound of a guitar. I just think it's so beautiful.
So that sort of leads me to my next question for you. When everything's said and done with your career, 40, 50 years down the road, whenever that might be, what impact or legacy would you like to leave on this industry?
Ooh, that's an awesome question. I don't think I've been asked that before, actually. I would say that for me, all in all, I want to show people, whether they're young girls, whether it's adults, I want to just show people that it's okay to be yourself and to be different. Just because growing up, I kind of was different in a sense where I grew up in New England and I was singing country music. So it was always interesting, but getting into the industry, you know, I learned about so many amazing New England artists and everything like that and how big it is around here, which is incredible. But as far as leaving my legacy, I really do just want to show people that it's okay to be different no matter what you want to do, who you are, where you come from. You can do whatever you want to do, whatever your path is, follow it, and don't listen to anybody else's opinions or anything like that, because that's what's going to stop you. You just have to listen to what you want, listen to yourself, and that's what matters the most. And then another big thing for me is I also want to show people that music is sort of a way to heal, and I'm actually starting a weekly live series called Music is Healing, where I'll be talking a lot about my past experiences with mental health and things like that, and also sharing songs that have helped me throughout my healing process. So I also want to show people and help them heal through hard situations, because we all go through them, and it's kind of time that we start talking about them more rather than hiding our emotions and things like that. So
I was actually gonna touch on that a little bit. So I'm glad you mentioned that. That weekly series, does that start tomorrow or is it next Wednesday?
It's tomorrow, so it's gonna be tomorrow at 7 p.m. Eastern, and that will be the first episode.
Alrighty. Okay, so a couple of fun questions for you, okay?
Sure.
If, if you weren't an artist, what would you be doing right now if you weren't in the industry?
I would probably be still doing digital marketing and graphic design, whether it would be for music industry or any industry. I would really like to do that in general, and probably social media management and everything. I'm also going to school for that. I'm a digital marketing major.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely another one of my passions, and that's probably what I would be doing.
Oh, and I can see that. I can see your graphic design skills, because that flyer that you made for the show is epic.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'm sitting there thinking, wow, this girl is crazy talented. I hadn't asked this question in a while, and I'm gonna make you think on this one, okay? You're stranded on a deserted island, and you can only take three things with you. What are you taking?
Oh, this is really hard because I'm also indecisive. I would have to take something that plays music, 100%. And what else? I would definitely have to take water for obvious reasons, for safety reasons, of course. And then we're at the last one. This is hard. Oh, I would definitely still need my Converse. So I would have to bring my Converse.
Okay, fair enough. A couple more questions for you, then I think we're gonna get into what's coming up for you. But I know you're pretty much an expert at social media at this point. So how has social media affected your career thus far?
Yeah, so social media has definitely been a big part of growing my audience and everything like that. I actually, going back to Cloud9, we just released Tips and Tricks Tuesday, which this week is all about growing an audience. So it's funny that you mentioned that. But I started my Instagram back in 2016 when I first started writing pretty much, and I first started singing before I had even performed the first time, so before I really knew that I was going to pursue this seriously. And it wasn't up until about, I would say, 2 years ago, that I really started to grow my audience through social media and connect with fans that way. And along with my Facebook and Twitter, recently I got back into Twitter and interacting with everyone that way, because I try to interact with fans as much as I can. I know how much they appreciate it, and I know how much I appreciate them. So I always want to interact with them as much as possible. So I'm usually on Twitter every day at some point. And then just overall, it's been awesome to see the numbers grow. I try to really appreciate every 100 followers rather than every 1,000 or 1,500 or 2,000, because it helps me stay more grateful and everything like that, and appreciate every single fan that I have. And it's crazy. I mean, I'm almost at 10K, which is absolutely insane to me. So it's been really great to grow my audience that way and use social media platforms. It's awesome that artists in general nowadays are able to do that and get their songs heard through social media.
Yeah, and that's something else I was going to ask. In this day and age of social media, as prevalent as it is right now, especially for independent artists, do you think it's easier to be noticed by the more prominent people in the industry through social media than say even 10 years ago. Do you think it's easier now?
I would say yes and no. I mean, it's been a great resource for artists to use since it's become so prominent. But at the same time, there's also so many of us that are trying to become artists and trying to get our music out there that it can also be hard. But it really depends. I keep thinking of TikTok just because TikTok, I feel like the videos go viral within minutes. But now it's definitely easier, but in a way it can also be harder because there are so many of us that are trying to do the same thing and reach that same goal.
And I get that. I probably come across daily at least a handful of new independent artists I've never heard before, and that's only on Twitter. So
exactly, yeah,
I
come across artists every day. I do too. Totally agree. I come across new artists every day, which is crazy. There's so many of us, which is so great. There's so much original music coming out literally every day, which is awesome.
Right. And I've been covering music the past 6 years. I've been covering this industry. And I've got to tell you, Lexi, there is absolutely nothing else I'd rather be doing because I have such a respect and a love for this industry that it's just not even funny.
I agree, yeah. And all of us artists, we really appreciate what you're doing, sharing our music and showing it to the world and sharing it to your followers and everything. It's super amazing that you do that and that you're dedicated to it and that's what you love to do. I totally agree. I fully believe that your passion should be your work, and I'm grateful to be able to do the same. So,
absolutely. But in the next few minutes or so, I know with all this COVID shutdown, pretty much everybody's stuck at home at this point. But what's coming up for you? I know you mentioned earlier about when it's safe to do so, getting out and recording some new music. But what else is going on with you?
Yeah, so I plan to travel to Nashville once it's safe, and I do want to record an EP. That's my next goal. So I'm really excited for that. I have to go through my songs and everything and decide, and I'm really excited for that whole process. And I also have my weekly series coming up again, so I'm excited for that. And I just plan to try to write as much as possible. I also go back to school in a couple weeks, so I'll be doing that as well. But yeah, just planning to really move forward in my career.
And speaking of Nashville, I only live about 3 hours west of the city. I have family that lives about 20 minutes away. So every time I go up there, I have a couch to crash on. And Nashville is like my favorite city in this entire world. I just totally love it up there.
Me too. Yeah, me too. I've only been there about 2 or 3 times, but every single time I absolutely loved it. It's so, so beautiful. Seeing Broadway at night was probably my favorite thing. And I also went to the Country Music Hall of Fame and Museum, which was awesome. I did not want to leave. So I loved it.
Absolutely. And, every time I go, which I've been going off and on for the past at least 20 years, I've been going off and on for a long time, but every time I go, I always find something different that I didn't know was there. Whether it's a new music venue, whether it's whatever it is, a new mural they put up or whatever. I always find something different, and I just love it.
Yeah, definitely. I totally agree. I mean, I've only been there a few times, but there's so much to do there, and there's so much to see. I had only gone for each time I've gone, I've only gone for a couple days, and I've definitely haven't. I've never been able to pack everything in that I want to do.
Right. Next time you're there, and I've never been, so if you get in, you'll be going for the both of us. I've always heard about the Bluebird. I've never been to the Bluebird.
I haven't either. I actually planned to go there on one of my trips, and it was one of the things that we didn't end up being able to do because they were so booked. But I've always wanted to go there.
And something else I've never done, and you're gonna laugh, but I've never been to CNA Fest.
I haven't either.
It's crazy. I live 3 hours away, and I've never been to CMA Fest. I was gonna go this time, but Mother Nature ruined that. there's always
that's
next
always
year.
How it works out. Yeah, I want to go so badly, but I haven't had a chance to go either.
Right. A last question I've got for you, and then we'll wrap. Is there anything that we haven't covered today that you'd like to talk about?
I would say I actually originally wanted to talk about my upcoming series, but we kind of covered that through all the questions. So that was really my biggest thing coming up. That I have my weekly series starting tomorrow, and I'm super excited for it, and that it's on at 7 p.m. Eastern, and it's on Instagram Live.
And I'll definitely be tuning in as much as I can.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Just to kind of end this thing, I tell artists this all the time, but if there's ever anything that you need from me, whether it's a promotion for a new single, whatever it is, even outside of the business, just as a friend, I mean, I got you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. And thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Well, I think we're going to let you go, but I'll definitely talk to you later, okay?
Awesome. Sounds good. Thank you again.
Bye, Lexi.
Bye.
Well, hope you guys enjoyed our interview with the lovely Lexi Jordan. A couple things before I got here. Next Tuesday at 4:30 Central, we welcome back our friends, country music duo Wildfire. And also next Thursday, yes, Thursday, folks, at 4:30 Central, live for 1 hour, we have the 8-year anniversary show, which I am just so mind blown about that I've been on the show or I've been doing the show 8 years. So I think with that, I think I'm gonna end the episode right here. You've been listening to Weekdays with Murph. Thank you and goodbye.